continuing Chayodim Klam and Tes at the end of Siman Aleph. Vein Revorchen El Al Dabar Sheyesh Boi Mamish Vaguf Nehenem Imenu. So there's a inyan of birchas and a henin. So we said before that the person should have hanoa without a bracha is meila. But we compared it in some sense to the nyanim of meila. By meila from hektish as well. There's interesting halacha that dabar sheyesh mara or reyach. There's no din of meila. It's not considered taking away from hektish. So. Similarly. Chazal limited the sinyan of birchas and nehenin not to all the hanoas that we get. There are many hanoas that a person could get, which Chazal did not institute a bracha on them. But something which a person is ingesting into his body, that's similar to the idea of me'ilah, and therefore the Chazal instituted a bracha on that. And therefore it's only dabar sheyesh b'mamish, v'guf nehenin mimenu. It has to be an item, and the body is getting physical body is getting hanoa from it. V'chedin mevorchen al kol arev, a person who has a beautiful sound. So you, theoretically, such an idea, hearing a beautiful sound, a person should make a bracha. So the Torah says by Me'ila, hearing the Levim singing was heavenly. It was such a beautiful, divine sound. It was gorgeous to listen to. But you know, there's no Me'ila by listening to that for your own purposes. You just enjoy it. Not L'shem Shemayim, but it's not considered Me'ila because you're not taking something into yourself. Matter of fact, the Gemara has a special halacha of how we know that you make a bracha on reyach. It doesn't go into the general logic of because you're benefiting from it, therefore you have to make a bracha. The Gemara has to have a special limud to tell me that you make a bracha on birchas reyach, which we'll talk about when we get there. V'la'a rechitza b'sicha she'ena nichnasim laguf. Now, furthermore, rechitza and sicha by me'ila would be considered me'ila. But over here, since Chazal said, since you do not ingest it into your body, there's no halacha of making a bracha on that. So they did limit the inyan of bracha, even though theoretically the elements of hanor which exist would make sense that bracha should be said on these things. We don't do so. Now we do praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for these things. The haidah which we say, davening, etc., includes everything that we benefit from. But the inyan of bracha, Chazal made it more specific to the world of achila, of reyach, etc. We will see that there are also brachas of birchas shevach, that there are certain things which we do see, which we make a bracha to Kodesh Baruch Hu on the beauty of that he created certain things. And that's a separate concept of bracha, different than the world of birchas and nehenin. Simon Beis. Ava bisha birchas shahakol nihiyat. He kolelis hakol. The bracha of shahakol is a general bracha, includes everything. Shemar el Hashem shubara hakol. You thank Hashem that he made everything. And that's why the bracha of shahakol b'di'evit works on all foods, even bread or even wine, which are very choshev, and they get their own bracha. If a person would say shahakol on bread or wine, he'll be yotzei. But the chayyim points out the following: lo yomer adam, a person should not say lama li tarach zel luma dinei brachas. We're going to go through many simanim now, which talk about the halachas of brachas, what to say, the right bracha, how to say the right bracha, etc. What do I need it all for? Whenever I have a suffix, and that's the halacha, when a person has a suffix, you make a bracha of shahakol. So, I don't have to learn. I'll just follow that rule, and whatever questions I have, I just make a shahakol, and it's good enough. Asu chazal, davar zeh. So the Gemara says you cannot do that. You're not allowed to be a b'di'evid Jew. You have to be a l'chachila Jew. The Chazal made these different brachas because the Chazal felt the appropriate way to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu is to give a very specific type of bracha for each item as much as possible. And that's why Chazal instituted these various different brachas. So they're being mechayev you to learn them and do them. Now, if after all of your learning and after all of your attempts, you do not know what to do, because there are cases which are not clear what to do, yes, there is an eitzah of using the bracha of shahakol. But the person should make that approach, his approach to chachila, he's missing the whole point that Chazal saw a tremendous maila in praising Kadosh Baruch Hu in the on a specific type of hanoah, an item that the Bereshit was sought to the details of the world. So I go over to somebody, I say, you know what, you're such a great guy. That's a nice praise. You're such a great guy because you do all these wonderful things. You help the community and you're there for people even in the middle of the night. It's a much greater praise. So saying he's a great guy is a wonderful thing, but that's, you know, that the Bereshit was sought to the details of the world, and that he was so interested in giving us such a beautiful world. He could have given us sustenance, which takes care of our needs, and make sure that we have what to live on, and that's it. The Bereshit didn't have to make various different types of foods with various different types of flavors and colors and different types of people relate to them differently in different spices. The Bereshit didn't have to do any of that. He could have just given us, like the astronauts when they first went up, they have this tube, you swallow it, you get your sustenance, and that's it. The Bereshit was mative to the Bria by giving us all these different types of species, etc. And we have to give a praise on that. So a person who would be just say, I'll just say Shahakol, is missing the point. So the law is you're not allowed to eat with just a shahakol if you could have learned and found out what to do. So you're not allowed to eat that at that point in time. Something which there is appropriate bracha, and you chose not to learn it, Chazal said it's usher to eat. You're still in the isser of being the henamer lemezeb lo bracha. If a case where you do not know what to do because there's a machloikas and it's impossible to come to a decision, then you use the eitz of shahakol. He will talk about this more, as Hashem in the coming, the end of the siman, which we'll do in the coming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.